Okay, William, just one more. Now, this is an epilogue. This is after epilogue. I had a prologue, which is before prologue. This is epilogue. And this is something a little bit after the story I didn't tell you about, and I just remembered, and I have to tell you. So after 3T took off, went to the toy shop, and Dr. Timothy Talltale stared down the reporters and talked to them, told them nothing. He closed the door, came back in the house, sat down and looked at his wife, Tanya Taro Tool Talltale. They said, "Tara, honey, I got a letter while I was out of my committee, my meeting, and I came back to my office, and it was taped to the office, and I brought it home. I put it in my pocket. I haven't even read it. I think it's from Japan." And he pulled it out of his pocket. And yes, it was. It was a letter with Japanese postmarks on it. And it was a letter from Mr. Ningyoshi-san. So Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, "Well, open it up. Let's see what he has to say." So he opened it up and he read it. And it was all full of good things like, "Oh, hello, I had a good time. Thank you so much for the contest. Love the robots," all this other stuff that you know, cyber neurologists talk about. But then Mr. Nigyoshi-san said, "Oh, and a warning. If you remember, Mr. Futeki Kusumono-san, who's the chief executive of Nippon Neurorobotic Technologies, he wants to get my Ningyo robot so he can reverse engineer them and build millions of little robots. We can't let that happen. So please, I'm asking you, please, keep the little toy in the house. Don't let him out. Don't let anybody know he exists, because Mr. Kusumono has lots of people looking for him." And when he read that, Dr. O'Toole Talltale's eyebrows went up and she said, "Uh-oh." And then Dr. Talltale said, "Well, there's just one more sentence. Let me read it. It's a P.S. And I said, "Oh, and by the way, I finished the solar hat for Ningyoshi Robot so he can wear it and it doesn't need to be wound up. And I'm coming to America to give it to you. See you then." And he signed it, Mr. Takumi Ningyoshi. And Dr. Timothy Talltale looked at his wife. He said, "I think we're going to have a visit from Mr. Ningyoshi-san." And Tanya O'Toole Talltale said, "Well, that will be very pleasant, because I have many questions about little squeaky toy, and I want to ask him." And so with that, they sat down for another cup of coffee and to watch out the window while all the reporters stamped and waited for another interview about the squeaky toy robot. And that's it. The end of the epilogue. Love you, William. Sweet dreams.